Okay, call our meeting back to order and ready to do transfers and accounts payable.
Motion to do so.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, we've got a comp time request here. And we have been through, Bob, I need your help, old buddy, or somebody. I don't guess we have to do that right now. We've got two comp time request forms.
We can pay them for their comp time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No problem.
All this stuff we've talked about doesn't affect that at all.
No.
Okay. Well, as long as we pay them for their comp time.
And we
can't pay somebody else.
It is them that's been paid, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Make motion to approve comp time approval.
Okay. Got two of them here. I'll second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Mr. Strophis is on his way, running a little bit late. We are very disorganized, sorry to say. We're trying to get stuff up here.
Are you trying to get it on the board screen here?
Jim and Jeff.
Are Jim and Jeff the ones we're going to talk about today? Or?
We don't know. We don't have any scheduling.
Okay.
Do we...
Did someone contact you? Any of the guys you asked to come over? You just saw it on
the agenda? No, I just saw it.
Saw it on the agenda? Okay.
Did you ever anybody contact you?
I don't find
him. No. Sure, no problem.
Okay. Is there, at this point, concerns?
There's a couple things I'd like to talk to. I just, the first one comes to mind is, Jeff, last year you paid for half of a...
Yeah.
Are you planning on doing that again? I mean, we.
I'm willing to do that again.
Chuck, are you approving the volume agreement? Or?
And so what I'll do is.
He's going on this. We'll have to do that one.
Yeah, we can.
I can put it in the red one. Can't. Line, and you're, leave the way.
We'll wait.
Oh.
Salary by that much.
How did you?
Whichever.
I got it.
Okay. Is there a better way for you or?
The thing is hard. What happened to what?
I don't know. I mean, they
talk about
it. Okay. I just keep trying to take it out.
Here's one thing that might make you don't make a difference with that. Packing my trailer. Some stuff I'm sure I'm not allowed. Guaranteeing, he said if they had to take track like that. Right, go back to section 3. Guaranteeing some kind of they're going to more of that.
I looked at it.
Three spells, actually. Four of them got away from me. He said, I'm sure.
Hey, do you know, is Ron or Joan over there? If he's not hurting in his back too bad, yes. We're needing to approve this Barbara Boley deal. I've got a question. Hi. Anybody's waiting on us, we're kind of in a recess here until folks get together, so should be shortly, I think.
Let me see what's going on.
Hey. Okay.
Earlier this week.
Over here.
Now, they have, they're wondering is how this got set up like this with budget hearings today with everybody showing up instead of individually like we had last time.
We just posted budget. If you, let me call us, we're back to order here. We got the Barbara Boley agreement. I got questions, if you could help me. If you could. You look at this one. Okay, we're going to visit now about the agreement.
Okay.
Barbara Boley, who does grant writings for us. We've got an agreement before us written by Bob, is that correct?
I didn't write it, but I reviewed it.
You've reviewed it? Yes. Looks okay to you?
It is fine. As long as $75 an hour is what you want to agree to.
I'd ask Ron to come down. I've got a question or two. $75 an hour. Towards the bottom it says it's probably not but a few $100. The one question I have, and
probably not going to bill us real hard.
Right. And I trust that that's the case. The question I have is, in grant writing, and I have no experience, as most everybody knows, but in grant writing, my understanding is whoever does the grant writing, it's not our own staff, they charge you a fee if they get the grant. If they don't get the grant, they don't get anything. That's the procedure sometimes. And so, get on the mic here. So how does this play with all that, Ron?
Sometimes that's the case.
Sometimes.
That hasn't been the case with any of the grant writers that we've worked with thus far with stimulus funding. We have hired them on an hourly basis. What this agreement is for working particularly with our federal legislators and hoping for some federal legislation. She has been working with a partnership or a group here within the county for the Class A Biosolids Project.
Right.
And it's her intention, and this was drafted between her and Joan, and Joan's not here right now, but to serve in a capacity to lead the group that has been formed, the City of Branson, the City of Hollister, County of Taney and other agencies that are interested in the Class A biosolids project, and that she, in fact, would be the point person to steer us towards that federal legislation, and that's what I believe this agreement is for specifically.
Okay. So it is specific to the biosolid project?
I believe that's correct, yes, sir.
Okay.
We have utilized her in other areas where
right.
we have paid her for her services.
Right.
So where we didn't need an agreement, but she and Joan and others thought that, and the group thought, that it would be best to tie that down and what her relationship would be with the county if, in fact, she could steer us into some of those federal dollars.
That your understanding, too, Bob, that this is pointed towards the biosolids project?
I don't know that it's specifically said in here that it's tied toward.
I don't think it does.
It says the county responsibilities, Taney County shall request assistance on an as-needed basis. So if we don't want to call her, we don't have to ever do anything. Basically, it says that the consultant agrees to provide the services as listed above on an as-needed basis at $75 an hour. If we don't need her to do something, we don't call on her to do something. She's going to keep a complete record of her time. Sounds like she's saying that she's not going to bill us real. What's insinuated here, we certainly can't enforce, is that she may spend 3 hours and only bill us one, is what's kind of insinuated. But she doesn't really say that. And she's going to provide professional assistance to support the tracking and reporting requirements of funding awarded to Taney County. And she's going to, for any grants for which the consultant is the paid administrator, all assistance shall be at no cost to the county and will be considered as part of the administrative duties. Okay, so if she's already getting a percentage out of a grant, she's going to be the paid administrator. She is a paid administrator, she's from the grant, she's not going to charge the county something extra. But it doesn't specifically talk about the biosolids project. So it's not just the biosolids project, but that may be what we're talking about.
In the biosolids project specifically, if we get that grant, who's going to get compensated for getting it? I mean, is Archer going to get it? Is she going to get it?
Actually, there's a lot of things that are in play regarding that particular project. And Archer is working with and through the state on a number of areas where we're hoping to secure some grant funds through Clean Water Commission. What Barbara specifically is working on is federal legislation, which would not be a grant, but would be enacted via a law that would, in fact, bless
right.
us with X amount of dollars if, in fact, they do approve that.
Right.
And in which case, she would receive a fee for that. How that's structured between her and Joan or whatever else might have been written, I don't have a copy of.
John? There was an agreement. I don't know if you guys ever passed it that talked about that. I don't have that in front of me, but I don't know if you ever passed it.
And this, again, is why my question came, is I've understood in some grants that there's a fee collected for getting the grant, and there's no fee collected until you get the grant. And yet, in this case, we're paying some fees, although they're small, up front, and we may not get the grant. And that's where my question, took me a while to get that all together for you, but that's where my question was coming from. Are we paying on both sides?
And the answer to that is, to the best of my knowledge, no. And I think she clearly states here that if there is any part of an administrative fee that's contained within a grant,
mm-hmm.
and she receives that, then there'll be no hourly charge on top of that.
She would wipe that out of it.
Correct.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
That's my understanding as well.
And we've got, or we will have, Rick, help me out here, there's a budget line for these grants. Or at this point, it was in the vote we took back in March. I don't think we've got it in our budget today, but next year we will have.
Next year, you guys tell me what to put in the budget for that.
Yeah, right, so there would be a budget line it would have to apply to, is what I'm saying. Yep. Okay. Thank you, Ron.
Yes, sir.
Motion to approve the Barbara Boland grant fee.
Second.
Our structure, fee structure is the terminology.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thanks. Okay.
You guys do have a schedule, but Nikki's supposed to be bringing it out, and Brenda, you're supposed to be from
17.
Okay.
Okay.
Brenda and I talked yesterday. One of the things I kind of checked, we do pay for two clerical workers for Brenda. checked around. Most counties don't pay for clerical workers for the clerk. And I know at one time this was paid for through one of the funds that Brenda has. And she said, no, that's fine, we could do that. But if we do that, she's going to expect us to pay something else. That's what I think she told me. Is that what you said?
Yes. I take all the interest money and buy copiers, printers. The state pays for our initial computer. But any monitors, copiers, all the system downstairs, I brought in all of the storage that we had over at the underground, brought all of that over and bought all the cabinets for that out of the interest money. And so that is what I've been using the interest money on, rather than billing the county.
Just because I know that they should know this, and I don't have it, the balance in that fund.
I don't have it. I have one for 115.
Okay.
115,000.
About what's it bring in here? Those funds don't come through my office, so I don't
know. That's correct. What does it bring in for you? You mean for interest?
Yeah.
You mean 5,000?
So if we spend more than 5,000, we would be depleting her fund just like we're doing. Okay. With GCR. If she spent more than 5,000.
Okay. And I will tell you, with budgeting for this year, I went from a office of 7 employees to 20-some, you know, including the judges. Really wasn't quite sure how to budget. I just kind of took the three offices, combined them, and went with that. So that's how I kind of come up with it, 2009. Right now, I am understaffed by 4 people. According to the FTE, I did bring that from the state. I qualify for over 4 people, but that's what I'm understaffed now. And we don't see an end in sight with that either. The county pays for 1 full-time and 1 part-time at 32 hours a week, which equals about a little less than $38,000, I believe.
Well, you asked for 42.6.
Yeah, that's true. I did, and I didn't realize that. I went back and figured it up. But Sherry Jo only works she works 32 hours per week. But at giving them a raise at from $9 to $9.50, and then Sherry Jo from $10.30 to $10.80, giving them each 50-cent raise, that would make it at, I think, a little less than $38,000.
Okay, let me see if I got.
Now that's 136. I'm 126.
We're budgeting everybody at the same. You should probably, they set salaries. And we right now, I have budgeted everybody the same. Mm-hmm. Unless somebody asks like you did, and then I can ask you, and that's probably the reason they ask you to come in here. So if we put you back at the other salaries, everyone would answer one of my questions.
I didn't ask for anything until today.
Okay.
For a salary increase.
All right. I had a question. What was it? So, county's paying 1.5, did you say?
1 full-time at 40 and 1 32 hours.
40 and 32.
Mm-hmm. Right now, one of them makes $9 an hour and one makes $10.30.
Okay. And so, the FTE or whatever that was that you mentioned said you ought to have 4 more.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And I brought a copy of that with me.
But then, is that the state provided, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I wish they would. Pardon me?
But that's what I started to say. That should be state-provided, right?
They should be. They are not at this time.
Right.
You've been quiet about having to have more help. You haven't said anything about that, so I assume, am I safe assuming that you can live next year like you've...
Oh, yeah. I have discussed the postage situation, and that has been a... We just get an abundance of mail going and coming in. And I will tell you, on the postage, I do want you to look at that. I budgeted for 15,000.
It's 126, Rick.
We're on 126, are we? I can't see that far, believe
it or not.
It's 136. That's animal control.
I did budget for 15,000. We only spent 4,900. The reason being on that, we have a lot of old cases that... we received a filing fee of $90. We have $2 left over on each case.
I think probably it would be better if you did.
At the state level, I can give that $2 to postage. So that has offset my postage tremendously. I don't know for sure how many of those fees I have left. I budgeted for 10,000. I know I'm going to be spending about 20.
It'll show you where you're at 11/18 when you get to 126 is the one we need to be on.
There we are.
And my postage right now is at
47.12. I think my record reflects that I spent a little over 17,000. But with the fees that we've had, I've been able to put that back into our postage. I'm not sure how much we'll have this year, but I know I'm still going to be able to have. I have a lot of the $2 fees left.
Back to mail room. I'm going to ask that we've set a meeting time for mail room because we got to get that. I feel like we got to get it resolved for our budget. And my sense is we need to look at maybe just getting you a machine like you asked for way back when.
And at that,
it's been good discussion and to look at, but that's what I'm hearing so far.
One of my suggestions with that, if we were to get a stamp machine to divide it up, I don't care to pay part of it out of the interest.
Okay.
I did look into that, and they were running about $20,000.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing.
And it's a lot. If you lease one, it's $7,000 per year.
And they last 10 years, maybe, if you take care of them. And
so I just think it would be much, much better to purchase one.
Brendan, from my standpoint here, it shows right now you're 81,704.64, and we tried very hard to keep everybody at where they were or lower. We asked for a 5% decrease.
Uh-huh.
Yours is actually going up.
Uh-huh.
We'd like to see your back to 113,308. It doesn't look like we needed any more than that this year.
Well, I will tell you that for the mileage dues and conferences, I have two of the judges that have not turned in any of their invoices. I have asked them.
We've got 22,000.
Guardian ad litem is Judge Justice, the $10,000. $1,875 has been spent. I asked him about that. He said that the money has been directed, but the case is not finished. So therefore, he did not want the guardian paid yet because they may have more income, more money due. The salary payroll, I did put 41,808. It's a little less than that. It's 37.
That's with your raises.
Yes, that would be a little less than 38,000.
Until we get down to the final figuring of the budget, I know I'm not going to be very popular with this comment, but I would just assume that we left all raises out of the structure until we see where we're at. In years past, we have taken, and those have been added in, but then we either had the opportunity to raise or lower. I would rather just take the raises out of all the budgets and see where we're at when the final structure's there.
Right now you have Sherry and who else?
Sherry and Ashley David. Heidi Dudley has been working part-time. She is the one that's organized all of the downstairs. The last of the 242 boxes came over from the underground, and I've got all but one cabinet left. And so she will be done, hopefully.
And Ashley David works?
She works 40 hours per week. Right now she's paid $9 per hour. And Sherry Jo works 32 hours, and currently she is paid 10/30.
Do we, I maybe dreamed this, I don't know, but some of the elected officials didn't figure pay raises in, and some of them did. Is that right?
That's right, and probably.
If we just took those out, that would let us come up with a bottom figure to work with and then try to figure out what the raise could possibly be.
Okay.
I believe that's the best way for us to go on there.
Yes, quick question. Regarding ad litem fees?
Yes.
Does the court order somebody to pay those generally?
Yes.
And what's done to collect those once there's an order for somebody to collect those?
There's not.
Nobody does anything to collect them once they're ordered?
No.
And they generally don't get paid, is what you're telling them? Regarding that item, please?
We take it out of county, the line item.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as when he orders a party to pay them, generally they don't pay them.
Oh, no. If he orders a party to pay them, this is not ordering a party to pay them. This is ordering the county to pay them. This is mostly looking at pension. If he orders a party to pay them, we do not go to court until that party pays the dues. You will not see them in court until that's paid.
Now, moving over last year, so with what you, I'm going back to what Rick said earlier, we were trying to get everybody to stay pretty close to what they were.
We asked for 5% decrease over that.
Huh?
We ask everybody to do 5% decrease is what we ask.
Right, but if whenever you said this, she shows where she's over that.
My remembrance, Rick, is we ask them not to decrease their budget by 5%, but to be prepared if we needed to. To have an idea of where we decrease. Is that not correct?
Well, we asked him.
We was asked to decrease our budget by 5%.
Jimmy, back to the question prior to that. Did you figure raises in your budget?
We were told not to figure payroll.
Okay. Did you figure raises in yours?
No.
Okay. I want to keep everything clear so that we knew that where we were at,
and I
think that's what
we'll try to
go back and do, and then that way we'll see where our bottom line is before
we look at it. That's fine.
Come back and look at it.
What else for Brenda?
Budget 111. This is the jury budget. Judge Orr says this. Last year it was not figured in. I'm not sure why, but.
Probably did you didn't turn away in, and you didn't turn away in.
I did turn away in.
We were doing some combining and stuff like that.
Not with this one. I don't know.
Well, I missed it. It's probably my fault.
This is one that Judge Orr actually turns in. I don't have anything to do with 111. And he told me he did, and I assumed, but I don't know that it ever got to you.
Anyway, it was probably my mistake because in the combining, I probably assumed that Brendan's was in there and I didn't get it.
Now we're gonna we'll pop that back up there if you don't care.
So
we're gonna end up with the 42,750 that wasn't in last year's budget.
Yeah, which was I did not know that.
That's going to be added to this year's.
Yes.
Well, no. It'll be taken off of our reserve fund, then, basically where it amounted. But you can see we spent what, Jim, I can't see, is that
33,050,47. Mm-hmm. And Rick, that's 09 actuals, you remember, what date?
That what he's on the screen was run yesterday.
So okay. It's current.
And I can tell you that I turned in yesterday, Monday and Tuesday of this week.
So you got some more coming.
And we'll have at least one more jury.
Brenda and I figured it yesterday, and I think she's probably not far away. I mean, I'm thinking, maybe you could cut 4,000 out of it, but probably that's close.
I know there's at least one.
Our office is where one is.
Okay, so
there may be a different
civil maybe. I do know the extra court reporters, we looked at that, and that is on another line item. We do not need that on there. Interpreter. Translators, we have to have those often, but as long as we have a state certified translator interpreter, the state pays it. So we always make sure we have a certified.
Thank you.
So the county should not be paying any of those. We found out that one of them we were using wasn't actually certified.
So you could just...
We can delete those two.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I might let you know, too, the jurors were paid $20 per day, 7 cents per mile.
So if we put that at 40,000 instead of 40...
We should be fine.
We should be fine.
I think I actually put 35,000. That's going to be... going to be close.
So you... Now, wait just a second here. You kind of lost me just a little bit because you said you had one or two more juries.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I said. Yeah. Oh, okay. I put down 35,000, but I think that's going to be running it short. It's going to be too close to that.
Right. That's what I was starting to say, mm-hmm.
I do know that next year we have three different trials in 2010 that's allowed 5 days for each trial. So normally they run 2 days.
Let's put 40,000 in and leave it there.
40,000 or 42,000?
40,000 is what she said that she thought we could get by with.
I think we can get by with 40,000.
You can change those up there, Jim. I didn't get the formulas in, so it won't change the bottom. I did go ahead and figure her other one, and if I change the salaries from the 126, if I change the salary, she is probably right at about a 5% decrease. I'll email it to you, so I got to make sure that you've got it.
You're talking about 126 now?
I'm talking about 126, yeah. I thought the formulas would carry a copy, and they didn't, so the formula's not in there, but Jim changed the formula.
So the 40 is going to be about a 5% decrease here also, right?
Close, yeah.
Well, it wasn't in the budget last year, so it's an increase.
Well, I mean, it would have been. It would have been listed.
Yeah.
Next.
All right.
112. This is Judge Orr's budget. I talked to Rick about this a couple days ago. And just some little things. But telephone, I was curious why he had a phone bill of $745.55. Looking into this, Christian County sends us a bill when he uses the phone in Christian County. Why can't we send him a bill from here? Why?
Brendan and I have gone far and checked out a little bit. And previously, we were told previously it was done. Now, I haven't figured out who done whatever, but we suspect we'll probably have a little revenue coming back in because of that, to balance that out.
And I'm also the same thing with supplies and freight. The supplies, I don't know of anything that I don't supply him out of our budget out of the 126. The pens, the paper, he likes a certain kind of notebook.
Is half of his supposed to come from the
Christian? I don't know. I don't know.
Does he know?
No.
I will visit more with Cindy and try to find out.
Cindy's got 10 days left.
Today's
a retirement party. So on that, postage, the same thing. On the office supplies, I'm not sure how we came up with that. But, I don't know where those figures come from.
Well, I got it either from Cindy or from Judge Orr.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm just kind of curious. We don't bill them for, and maybe we should, but.
Yeah, our office might be more expensive than theirs.
So y'all are going to work on the supplies and the telephone, or getting some reimbursement on telephone?
Office expenses, yes. Guardian ad litem, I noticed he budgeted for $60,000. We're at $46,748.20. Yeah, and that's current. My opinion, I think we can drop it to $50,000.
But we can't do that without talking to Jennifer.
That's correct. I did mention that to him yesterday, that we had 14,000 extra in there, and we like to run it close. Everyone likes to run it closer than that, and he didn't really say. Didn't say yay or nay.
Well, if we run it at that level, it's either a nay or a yay.
Actually, then there's a few more things to that. Statutorily, we cannot reduce his unless if he approves. He can say, no, you can't reduce it. And the only way we can do that is to go through a process. But
it's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
What I'm saying is you put it at that, And if he's got an objection to it, he objects to it at that point. If he doesn't have an objection to it and it runs right on through, then it's approved, right?
I'm not sure about that.
I'm not sure about that. I think the statute reads that you cannot reduce it without his approval.
Without his approval, I believe is what it says.
Okay.
And Danny, Brendan and I talked about this yesterday. The statutes also say that he can't even turn in a budget unless he comes and meets with you first. And I don't think he met with you, did he? So you got some push and shove there, but I don't know that it.
I will be seeing him today, and I don't mind letting him know that I was at the budget meeting and I missed him not being here, and.
Have him visit with us. I mean, because if.
Well, Mike Schofield was by. I think he was talking about Judge George that he couldn't be here today for some reason.
Correct. Right. Yeah. Oh, yes. He's in court today.
Yeah.
That's Law Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's right, reversed of what most statutes say.
With the state budget, Most of them.
If you don't object, it's approved. And so okay.
I did talk to him about this and just told him that.
When did he take office?
2005? I think five, that's correct.
Yeah. No. I took office in 2005, and then yeah, 2 years
then
later.
Yeah, 07, I think.
Seven.
Was it really?
I think so. The expenses on that particular department were. You can get this off the web, Shamila Webb. But
for what now?
Expenses for his department were $29,005, $23,006. I mean, make sure I'm wrong.
$29,722.
Yeah,
I've got it here.
Well, I'll just read you all mine, so I don't think you do that.
Oh.
Okay.
In 05, it was 27,738. In 06, it's 35,947. In 07, 31.
017. And then it jumps to 60,000.
And then in 08, it jumps to 60,000. And I, you know, I think that he needs to be aware that that may not be the.
Matter of fact, I have a copy. I went ahead and gave him a copy of this 2007, 2008, 2009. Okay. And just kind of showed him this is where you're at then. And I will be talking to him today. Like I said, I don't mind at all to mention it to him. And if he wants to have a meeting and kind of go over.
Okay, yeah,
if
he has to. Yeah,
okay.
Great.
And that's with budget number 112.
To get me warmed up for that meeting, can you briefly guardian these fees?
Pardon me?
I understand the fees. Remind me about the fees. The $46,748.
Guardian at item?
What are they?
What are they? How do they get there?
Those are for either. Attorneys coming in and taking over a case, being an attorney for one party or the other, and their court appointed, where the county pays that. For either for the child, for one parent or the other, if someone's in Department of Corrections, the termination of parental rights, if they have to go to Department of Corrections, go to jail, visit with them, but it's an attorney fee.
Okay.
You mean if they're incarcerated in the county jail, not the state?
We actually have had them at state level as well.
And we have to pay that.
Good. We have one that we paid a lot of money on.
It's pretty frustrating.
Huh?
Several thousands and thousands of dollars, I guess.
It absolutely makes no sense whatsoever, but anyway.
But that is what that is.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Brenda.
Thank you.
Hey, could you highlight those 2005, 2006 numbers whenever you hand them in?
Okay. I will.
She gave you a schedule, didn't she?
Yeah.
Didn't bring the schedule. Yeah. What's happening there?
Yeah, but we've got two gentlemen waiting here that's not on the schedule.
You want to talk to them?
Yep.
That's what I was thinking.
We didn't know what the
schedule was.
What this was about. We've not been notified of any times to meet with you all or anything, so we're kind of curious, are we going to be scheduled?
Yes, I think you're already scheduled. That's what Nikki whispered in my ear as she came by here. She's scheduled different office holders to come in at different times.
I know she's scheduled a meeting.
But I didn't have...
Didn't tell you, though.
That they didn't tell you, see, so that, I'm sure they...
We just lower your budget and give it back to you. You don't notice it?
But we don't care.
We'll notice it.
Before you walk away.
What about Mike? Is Mike going to be here?
No.
No, so we got time to visit before you get out of here.
117 is Jimmy's, if you want to start there.
Jeff, you need to get out of here?
I'm going to have to, fairly soon.
You want to go first? You in a hurry, Jimmy?
I mean, I'm not trying to butt in front of Jimmy.
No, go ahead.
When were you planning on having us scheduled?
Well, we don't even know ourselves. We have the secretary schedule these as we go. When we put commission hearing, then they schedule the different departments. If you want to visit with us a little while, because Carol's going to be every year, we have a little bit of a conversation with her. And
let's go ahead and listen to you.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I didn't know if...
You got any comments?
While
you're here, if there's anything we talk about, let's talk about it.
It's fine. I don't want to butt in front of the
sheriff.
He doesn't have much to do.
I mean, I really don't have any notes or anything.
119. Well, Jeff and I have already visited just a little bit here this morning because last year and previous year he did pay for half of his assistant prosecuting attorneys out of his funds that he has from tax maintenance.
It's from the tax money that we collect, delinquent taxes, and also bad check fund. We have discretionary funds there we were able to apply.
Jeff has some funds like that. I think uses them pretty wisely. So,
what we try to do is, and I know we run over on line items sometimes as well, and what we do is when there's a shortage at the end of the year, Rick lets us know and we take any additional that we needed out of discretionary funds that we have available to us so that the county doesn't have to cover that.
But I thought I heard you all talking earlier, you're willing to look at that halftime coming out.
Yeah, we're going to do that again. Yeah, we're prepared to do that again.
All right.
I did tell Rick we kind of got beat up on our transcript costs this year, and what that means is that when we have to do a deposition with defense counsel, which it seems like the public defenders have really been working us over with depositions this last year, we've got to request a transcript from the court reporter of that. That doesn't usually require us to pay the court reporter to actually come and spend time and do the deposition or anything like that. Usually the defendant who's wanting to do the deposition pays for that, but we have to still pay for a copy of the transcript. And that's what you're seeing on there. That's the bulk of that $7,600.
So you're thinking we might get by for the $5,000 that's shown?
I don't know.
Anybody's
I don't know. We're willing to shoot for that, but I mean, I really don't know what to tell you. With any luck, I mean, the public defenders have been whining about their shortage of money, and so maybe they'll cut down on some of those depositions.
So is this one of those fees that you take out of your discretionary?
Well, if we have an overage like that and we can't make it up on some other line item, then that's something we would cover with discretionary funds.
Okay.
Jeff, yours is one of those two that was not, like I said, we wanted everybody to be that 5% less, and yours. Now, if I take out the assistant PA, you're right where you were. Let me figure out where you are. I think you're right where you were last year, and that's the best you can do, and that's the best you can do. But
so it's 620. Yeah, I'm having a hard time visualizing.
You're having trouble seeing that, just like me. We need your glasses, don't we, Dad?
Well, I've got glasses, but I put them on. That makes it worse. If last year your total budget was $625,39.80, right?
Yep, it looks like.
And then your actuals is $571 now, and then the other figure is what you budgeted for this year. And what you're saying is if you take the $18,000,
it'll be $20,000 roughly, won't it?
Roughly $20,000 on.
$22,000, $23,000. $22,000 is what happened. Just got to run the formulas down to your dad.
Well, that's going to make you a little less than last year.
Just a little less than last
year.
And,
Well, why don't we just leave it? Why don't we just leave it at that until we can talk some more?
I don't know what they're going to do as far as, I told you where we were at, Jeff. I mean, we can right. come back and say, hey, we need you to cut another 5%. And if we do, you just have to prepare to do
I
that.
I figured we would be talking about that all the way up to the end of the year, probably.
Yeah.
And into January, right?
Well, that's the reason I think that if you got that $20,000 off of the actuals from last year, that we'll just leave it alone because we're going to be discussing it again, maybe. And maybe that's not. Right. I don't know how we're going to end up here.
Right.
Yeah. Decisions to make, so we'll decide. But I'll tell you what the total is real quick. Just a second. So that puts you 618,102.17.
You got your supplies and freights run a little over.
Yeah, and actually, that's something I talked to Rick about. We had bought a little bit of equipment, and again, that's something that we run over on the line item that we're typically will cover that out of discretionary funds.
Yeah. If by chance he doesn't have money in his department to make payroll the way it should be, we'll make. But we haven't done the transfer for the half the assistant PA yet.
I think so last year
probably will be. Within budget, I don't know.
Okay, we've done that in the past in December. We do a transfer.
Well, that's the reason I don't think that with what you supplied us there that we even need to discuss much more about it until we get down to the one more conversation about the fire, if we're going to need to go the 5% or what, because you're right on the, I mean, what, you're going to be 2,000 less or something?
2,000 less.
Than what he was last year. So, as far as I'm concerned, it's great.
Thank you. Hurry back.
Thank you. And,
okay.
And we'll see what we have to do. If we send bad news, you know, that's.
Yeah. Well, I hope we'll all get a chance to sit and visit about it.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah, we'll have another meeting with you, but we're just kind of preliminary going over this and making sure we or anywhere close, or if we have one line item that's way out of whack, can we explain it? And that's pretty well what we're doing right here now.
That sounds fine. And I would like to point out, we just finished our first calendar year, or just finishing our first calendar year, where we don't have that additional child support budget. That's a separate page or whatever in the budget. I just wanted to let you know at the elected prosecutor conference, the state child support enforcement folks came, and they encouraged all the elected prosecutors who aren't part of a regional prosecutor unit to get involved in one, because they run a lot more efficiently, and they're looking at not being able to reimburse the counties who are out there on their own 100%. So I felt kind of relieved that we were already doing that.
Step ahead.
Because otherwise I was afraid we might be in a situation where we would not be reimbursed by the state 100% of what we were paying out, which in the past we were always reimbursed 100%, as I understand it. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know that. So
kind of
that was kind of maybe a little bright spot in our budget situation. Thanks, Sheriff. I appreciate it. I'll talk to y'all later.
Okay.
All right.
We got 117.
Before I forget, you know, I told you I wanted to talk to you about something. The crime lab that we've budgeted to pay for this year. Mm-hmm. We haven't paid it.
Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you.
I don't know. That was out of your guys' budgeted deal.
Do we need to do that again? I mean, it hasn't come across my desk. It hasn't hit the computer. You don't know anything about it either.
No, that's the
commission. We didn't take that out of your budget, Jimmy?
No, that wasn't in my budget.
You budgeted it someplace else.
Someplace else, that's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I'm not worried
about it. You don't know anything about it.
I mean, I know what you're talking about, but it wasn't in my budget anywhere. And
they kind of.
I really don't know what the full agreement was that you all had made on it.
I don't remember it myself. It was pointed towards county commissioners.
Right.
I mean, you are involved, I remember, on the visit,
right.
I think, but is it working? Sure.
Oh,
it
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Saving time. And
yeah. Yeah. Save a lot of time. We don't have to run Jeff City all the time. We can just drop stuff in Springfield and get back quicker.
Getting
a lot better.
Cases quicker.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jim, he's 117. You're there already.
He's right there.
Okay. The first thing I want to talk to you about is Jimmy has so many employees, and he does have turnover in the jail more than what he'd like to, I'm sure. It's really hard for me to figure. I mean, I have, if everything's not in the computer at the same time, 2 weeks later, it may change. and I use the number I use for salary expense, I pull out of the computer. So this number, the 1,806,177 that I have in there right now, may not be an accurate number to keep him at the same staffing level he is now. And I think we talked about that a little bit. I would guess that probably, if you want to keep him the same staffing level, it probably needs to be the 1,846,800, right where it was last year. I kind of rely on him to help me get
in that area.
So you're not expecting any reduction. You want to try to keep it right there for now.
On the salaries, yeah.
Okay.
So, if you add that, that's $40,000 then?
Yeah.
If you add that back in, his total is right on target with the, you know, he's still a little under what he was last year. Unless you go back and say, hey, we need to cut this much out of everybody's, I'm thinking, unless Jimmy knows someplace he can cut someplace, and we come back with that, I'm sure Jimmy will try to help us, because he's always tried to help us before.
We cut some stuff as much as we felt we could at this point.
Okay.
When we go through the payroll discussion, there is one individual that I would like to bring up to a level. He's been switched from... he came back from the Comet and is in the investigations now, but he's still being paid at just a straight deputy salary, and I'd like to bring him up to...
Now, do they pay a percentage on that, too? Do they, sorry, the Comet?
Comet, no. He was brought back from Comet.
Okay.
And he was kind of getting burnt out up there, so we put him back down here.
We have a Comet officer
on it? Not at this point, no. He's still working the drugs and working with Comet, but he's... Comet, whenever they're with them, they pay all the overtime and everything.
Well, there'll be some change in that, because I've seen there's 40. It's 40,000. Isn't that what the difference was? And you'll probably have a employee that won't be two employees, but it won't be one employee either. Well, you'll have an employee and a half there or something.
I guess I lost you, Danny.
Okay, 40,000. The figure 40,000 doesn't work for your. Number of employees. We're working with a labor. Go ahead and back. Are you back there too? I can't see it. Good enough.
Like I said, I don't have my notes here.
Okay.
I called Rick and gave him a figure as to what my budget was right now. Actual salary was right now, or payroll is.
But here's your staff. Here's your point. Here's my point, Jimmy. Up at the top, your staffing, where over on. Where you dropped it, 40,000. Right now, you're requesting.
No, that wasn't what I put in there. That's what Rick put in there.
That's what I tried to tell you. I brought that from payroll, and probably.
Okay.
Jimmy, at the time I pulled it out last night, he was either
short somebody or short two people or something.
See, that's an odd number, though.
Right.
So that's the reason I questioned it, whether it's one person, two person.
It may not be 40,000 has to be added on there. That could have been when one of my higher paid people retired. We had several of the long-term people retire.
Yeah.
And so that could have been then. It's hard to say what it was. But.
Well, you're kind of like, when I look at that on that part of it, you're just kind of like the same position Jeff's in. You've got it down to where if we have to call you back with a hard decision, we're going to have to do that. But
you've got it in pretty good shape, looks like.
I think our overall is
considerably. He looks better in jail than he does in sheriff. That's
right, right. In our jail.
That's 118, Jim. You want to show that to
there, us? Before, I'm sorry.
Go back. I mean,
the vest, I noticed that we...
in the 117?
117.
117, Jim.
Looked like you may have gone too low there.
That was a grant, though.
Is that grant?
Yeah.
We budgeted 17. We used 16. We're going down to 10. 117, 30, 010.
Yeah, we had a lot of them that replaced this year, and we don't expect to have that many to replace this next year. So
we only had 823 the year before. So.
And there again, on stuff like that, where the guys have to have it, if it's something that we go overline, we're like, Jeff, we can use our discretionary funds to cover a lot of that stuff. On the overages.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Wasn't it one of the items you brought in on the grant item?
Yes. Yeah, that's a matching grant that we did.
Matching grant item.
Yeah.
Okay, that's, sorry to hold
we're
up.
Fine there.
118.
this was a budget that we had, I guess, a new experience with that last year because we're working with the new jail and stuff. And, you know, we budgeted $1.5 million. Right now we're $1,149,000. And probably will be well under that $1.5 million, yeah. I think. Jimmy has requested $1,386,000, and again, that might not be accurate as far as the salaries because, again, I pulled from last night, and we may need to add on some there for salaries.
Yeah, but we'll.
It's still going to be quite a bit less.
What effect does that? Of course, you've already took care of that, Jim. But right. Having one pod shut down for a while, does that affect how many people? One or two.
You're talking about actually, if you figure the one full time position in there and the part time, five or six people.
So it's hard to figure that with a
yeah,
with the numbers down. So.
And like I said, the numbers are creeping back up now. We have been so short on people with long-term illnesses and injuries and stuff. Yeah. It's just, it's been hard to deal with here lately.
You guys got any questions there?
I don't see anything.
Nope.
Jimmy, are you still planning on, last year you talked about having a commissary?
Yes. We've bid that. I think... I can't tell you for sure if the where we're at on the bid process with it right now.
So you need,
but it is in process.
Me and tell me what you think you'll have as revenues for that then, because I didn't put anything in.
Yeah.
I didn't know what we did. Last year you told me $45,000. Didn't get none. But
yeah.
I heard something said the other day. I don't remember where, about we'd have to charge sales tax.
Yeah.
Is that the
we've had Bob looking at the sales tax issue, and he came back this last week and told us. Because that was one of the questions in the bid process was who collects the sales tax and do we have to? And we do have to do it.
Yeah, and there's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way that you can possibly know with the number of prisoners, like that prisoner boarding with food where you're 250 budgeted and your actuals of 142, so you're 100 and some off.
Right.
But how would you know?
Yeah.
You open the other pod up and get 20 prisoners, you're going to be
up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a place, though, where you might actually cut 50 grand or something like that off of it.
And in our prisoner medical, we was able to drop it some this year. Our bid did come in a little bit less on this bid. I think we are going to have a revenue increase in our jail phones. We've just opened the bids on those. And I'll be going over them while we're up at the MAC conference. But
did you get that straightened out? Is it going to be with what you're trying to do where you can call around inside there and not have the problem?
Well, this is inmate phones.
Okay.
Inmate phones.
I was talking about your situation where you said you had...
For the cell phones?
Yeah.
The dead areas?
Dead spaces.
No, it's still dead in there.
So...
If our phone systems go out, we have to put a dispatcher back in the break room and relay messages back and forth.
Do we need to talk to CenturyTel about that when we go up to MAC? I mean,
that's the Alltel or Verizon.
Verizon.
And I think Nikki's already handled that.
I thought somebody was working on
that. Jim was working on that. That was supposed to be part of our bid process back in the spring, was for them to put relays in.
That's
my understanding. Yeah. I think that they're working on it anyway.
Yeah. So, we need to get that fixed. We can't at all.
I don't have any. I think you're done.
Okay.
Can humor me again? Can you go back to 117?
Like I think he's done. I think we're done.
I think I'll let you come back to you.
Sorry.
The telephone here on 117. We were 19 last year. Budgeted 25.
Uh huh.
And we're down. We've spent 15, so you dropped it to 23, which is good. How come we're getting off cheaper? Anybody know?
Been getting good rates.
Is that part of our chain?
You take your cell phone out of there too, don't you?
Yeah.
Cell phones come out of there.
Cell phones out of there too.
There's a good chance. I don't remember when we changed to that $26. Maybe long enough that I was thinking that might be.
Yeah, the rates come down or something. I don't know. which of course.
Just a good thing. I was just wondering how it happened.
We done some switching around too, going to the new building. We wasn't real sure what the fees were going to be.
But as we stand now, we're nearly $4,000 less than a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, again, it's a good thing. I just wondered how it happened. All right, I'm happy.
Have we had, and this is not even in his part, but I guess I don't see it there, but utility-wise, we shut down that other pod. We save mega bucks on that, or do you have to?
I'm going to say it's not going to save you all that much. I mean, it's still...
You got to keep it up to certain...
Do they cut the heat back or anything like that? Do you know?
They've got it cut back some.
But they got to keep it up at...
That will be in a different budget, so you'll go find a bigger utility thing.
Yeah.
Well, where I really thought it was, you know, in the wintertime, you have to keep it a certain level to keep it, you know, your pipes and everything. But in the summertime, if you're down and you got it shut down, I mean, it looks to me like that's where you got a lot of savings through your air conditioning and all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, we're still working on the federal end, trying to get federal prisoners. So, we turned some more paperwork in 2 weeks ago on that. Hopefully we can get something worked through there.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate your
Okey-doke.
Diligence.
Thank you all.
Conservativeness and all that. Okay, do we want, I guess we can wait 5 minutes to see if Carol shows up. You were saying that we needed to get out of here at what time?
Yeah, and if you don't care too, let's call Sheila and ask her.
Okay.
If she don't care, we need to get out of here and take care of that deal up there.
We want to try to catch Carol too?
Well, Carol's always got something.
I mean, did you want to try to do it now or try to put her off till
later? I don't think we can discuss hers in 15 minutes. We've had her in here, she's been in here for an hour.
So we need them to call both?
Yeah, if you don't care.
Hey, this is Chuck. We've got Carol and Sheila down for 11:15, 11:30. Could you call Carol first and see if we could do her another time and then do the same for Sheila? If it would be all right with them, it would be helpful.
And
wait a second.
Is that Jillian?
Yeah.
And prepare herself to get ready to go.
And prepare yourself to get ready to go. You still there? Okay. If she hadn't left the office, and then the same thing on Sheila. All right. Thank you. Okay. Well, you want to idle here, and what you got, Rick, for a minute?
The reason that you need to visit with Sheila. Big reason anyway is because her salaries last year were $159,035 and she requested $182,595. And I do suspect that the big difference is that she requested her salary at $65,500.
What number is she?
107.
107?
There at the bottom, if you scroll down, Jim, you can see her notes on her salaries there. You can read, Dan, read that to us, would you?
Yeah.
The salary total includes $7,500 allowed for part-time employee plus 15 cents per hour on each employee. This is based on what we've been told in the past for each year work. As I have always said, whatever the commission does in regard to employee salaries, I would expect my clerks to receive the same. Well, there she is.
Oh,
hi.
What? Oh, were you talking about me?
Yeah,
we were
reading your little note that you had on the bottom of yours.
Oh, I was just picking up
We just asked them to call you and see if we could put you off.
Oh, okay.
But while we were waiting on them to call you, we were just taking a quick look.
Okay. The only thing that from different on there that I just had checked with Rick's office on my supplies to see, I had cut it back $1,500, and Don just gave me my figure, and I don't think I should have done that. But I know what I think the difference is, and I don't know. I printed the clerk's
two books. Well, I don't, there shouldn't be that much difference. But anyway, I printed the real estate and personal property books this year, where IT department usually prints it and then charges Donna. And I just printed it and paid for it out of the, I mean, I thought it's county, but, and I didn't do anything on that. And then I, but my, where I had taken off $1,500 of supplies, where we had budgeted last year $10,000, we've got, I've already spent $9,600. And I've got another bill from Office Max that'll probably hit out of that the other day. But
where's
so,
that at on there?
107.
2004.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Don.
She spent 96, 95, 65, 07. You thought you had it, didn't you?
Well, I didn't know what.
I just didn't know.
Sheila, you got it at budget 14,675.
Oh, that for, the difference in that is we have courier service now, and that on my little note down at the bottom, I think Rick was probably okay. Reading that when I walked in.
Right.
I explained that. I put the courier service under that line item because we, I talked to Rick and we'd prefer not to create a line item. He would prefer not unless it's going to continue on, and this, hopefully, that won't continue on. But so we may, but we will have it for next year, I think, because
it'd take them a while, surely.
Yeah, we won't have, because they're talking about tearing from scratch and everything. So the courier service, we've got a real good deal on that, everybody tells me. They charge us, they bid it at $25 and they're charging us $24. So for the year, the way I figured the days it would take is about, and that's included in there, 6,000. Anyway, if you want to, if you think you want to put the 1,500 in right now, the 10,000 we had budgeted, I'm going to use that.
So bottom line, are you thinking we need to increase that 14,675?
To the 15, probably put the 1,500 back in, which would make it stay in at the 10,000 that we had last year, but we've just added the courier service in that.
So it needs to be a year and 15 on your 14,675.
Mm-hmm.
So make that 16,175.
Yeah, and that's the office. Is that clear that the office supplies is still the 10 of that and the other is
right.
The...
Okay.
So you're doing that without a line item. So that's the reason that it kind of looks, I mean, that's the only reason it looks strange.
Right.
Yeah.
Courier services included in supplies of freight.
Yeah.
That's not a problem.
Uh-huh. Because hopefully it's just the...
1 year, mm-hmm. Maybe not even a whole year.
Yeah, we talked about, I talked with Rick about that. And.
Okay, is there anything else right off that we
that
don't
jumps
need
out
to put
at
off?
You. I mean, no. Anything else?
Sheila, I'll tell you, like I told us, they have talked about budgeting salaries at the amount that they were last year. And last year, your total salaries were 159,035,20.
Whatever they do for everybody, I wouldn't expect anything.
That's what I was thinking.
Yep.
I think I tried to say that down there. I haven't looked at this since I did it last whenever.
What we're going to try to do is after everything's finished up is try to look at salaries. Or salaries going to be the last thing.
I understand.
They look at, and we'll just.
Yeah, I understand, and they do too. That's you've got to.
Yeah.
You can't go out and dig a ditch and make more money like if you were out privately. You've got to. I just now Don got this for me, and I'm just looking. Rick, do you see anything that's jumped up? Telephone. I don't. That surprised me that the.
Well, the reason it's a little bit more right there.
What am I paying for? Now, I have my own cell phone, but I guess it doesn't matter on the cost to the county.
You charge us $26?
No,
You don't get reimbursed?
No. I have the county, just a minute. I have the BlackBerry that you guys have for the business, but then I have my own cell phone for private use. It's just my phone. It doesn't have anything to do with the county.
Okay. Gotcha.
So you still have to pay for the BlackBerry?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. As you see, the tax sale, we don't have any control over that, but I'm going to have to raise, we, in all years past, we get that back. Of course, we have to spend it up front, but, so I'm going to have to raise publication costs to the customers, if you guys ever want to talk that sometime. Don't know if that's something you want to be involved in. The publication cost, when it goes to tax sales, $20 if they let it go to the newspaper. The last time I figured on it, and I'll do it again for a time before we, but I'm thinking I'm going to have to raise it to $35. There's two factors. Not only the newspaper, we have to now send out that registration, the registered certified mail, I'm sorry. And that's an extra $4.32. And then we have to send out another first-class publication on it, do that Supreme Court decision. So I was thinking from 20, and I hate to do that. That's a big jump. But if you guys tell me that we're to recruit our costs from the what goes to publication, we can discuss that later. But that's the publication cost, what it cost us this year, is what it's budgeted at.
All right.
Okay.
Let's call that good.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Thanks. Well, that leaves us 2 minutes for Carol, the way I see it.
A minute and a half.
Can you handle it in 2 minutes?
I just got an email that you want to change the meeting.
A minute and 45 seconds.
You're already here. Come on up.
You're not fast.
What?
Just give me everything I ever needed.
What number is Carol?
Wada Wada.
113. Carol, one of these ideas is anybody that had different requests or different than what they had last year on their salaries, I suggest they be talking, you requested 20 more for part-time hours.
Oh, right, yeah. That would be wonderful.
That's at least one of the reasons you're here. I didn't decide other than just gave suggestions, so I can't tell you anymore, but I know that that's part of the reason.
Well, right. It seems that I'm out of the office more and more, visiting and meeting with caregivers, and that front office is empty. Terry's working with everything else in her office, and also just when I come back from all these meetings, you know, can't get caught up. So if I had that other 20 hours, I could give this person more, lots more to do. Actually, we've got her loaded the afternoon. She's there in the afternoon, and we've got her so busy. And I could give her more and more. Pardon me?
You say 20 more. Where is she today?
Okay, what?
She got how many hours today?
In my office, yeah, right. She actually, I lost 4 hours. I had a person for, I know I went through this the last time. I had somebody for 24 hours for three days. And so when Paula went on she's with the prosecutor's office.
Right.
20 hours and with me 20 hours. So
if you're adding 20 hours, you're going to 40 hours.
I would be 40 hours, yeah.
So you're another full-time person.
Right, which would really.
You're already a half-time person in there, so you're really adding a half-time person. But did I tell you guys that with our budget the way it is, my request would be we have a total hiring freeze, and that means if somebody loses somebody, they're not replacing them unless they bring them to you. No raises unless they're given on January 1 or July 1st, so that you know you guys would okay raises. One other thing I can't think of, but I mean that's going to be my request to you. I just wanted to know before
you roll up to her bottom line. That's where
she's in good shape on her bottom line. Good shape.
My bottom is good. Line, I'm sorry. Bottom line. Excuse me.
You are. Thank you, Carol. Did you know that?
I can't see from here.
And it's being recorded and everything, Carol.
My bottom line is really good.
You're nuts.
Sometimes I feel like one.
Well, that's what I'm looking at mainly is, and of course, the 20 hours is something that'll have to be discussed, but for right now, to go through and try to figure out where we're at, and like you said, you've got the, you're budgeted 6,000 less than you were last year, and you're below that in your actuals, so, and we're the way through there, so. I don't see anything that jumps out?
The bonds are, you, when you bought bonds this year, were they for 3 years or something?
4 years.
4 years, so.
And $50 is probably for a notary, I guess.
Right, so, that's for, yes, the notary.
And the 20 extra hours you've asked for are not listed in these numbers.
That's correct.
Thank you very
correct.
Much. You've done a wonderful job.
Stop. The other, well, I mean, you know, I have to put it out there. I don't know what you want to do with it. The other thing is, I think I still have 4 hours budgeted, so it'd be 16 actually, because I had 4 hours, I think, Rick, budgeted. I thought you budgeted that 4 hours back in, although I know it's not showing on this last thing, but this last.
Yeah, look at last year.
Yeah, I thought you left that 4 hours in there, and so.
That even cut last year's even a little bit more, so you're doing real good.
It probably is, because last year you approved for 87, and what you're showing your actual thing is 85.
Yeah.
Right.
So. And I didn't budget for equipment purchase, but that extra there, I guess when the IS does something, they charge it to me. And I, you know, that pops in there and I go, what, and I have to call Donners and I say, what is that? Or somebody, and it has to do with what he's doing.
Can we discuss reimbursable expenses and court orders expense? Not now.
If
okay,
we,
let's
oh,
do that
yeah,
another day.
We can.
No,
I don't care. Court ordered, reimbursable, I'm still working on reimbursement.
But we're budgeted zero again.
I know. It's whatever you want to do.
But she didn't have any control over it.
I know.
But yeah, I don't. Reimbursable, I'm still working.
Was there a talk with the, I mean, you, I know Chuck was going to, or somebody was going to talk to the judges about that. Did you talk, I mean, have you, did your due diligence? As far as visiting with them on it, and we were going to talk to them.
I don't remember who was going to talk to them.
Well, I think at one time I mentioned something to the judge, and exactly, the judge does. These are no, yeah. Well, basically, these are petitions, which they go through the court. He reviews them. He could turn them down, but I think what it is attorney's fees for these people who have no money, and I think what I'm gathering is the belief is if these attorneys have to come in there and represent these people who have nothing, then they need to be paid. And I mean that's what I've been told.
And
they don't charge a lot. I mean they really this is several because I mean they don't charge like they do out to Joe Millionaire.
I think we had some problems and I think Brenda talked with them. I think that the due diligence was done because we had some that were charging a lot through the circuit.
Is Brenda the one? Brenda may be the one that I'm thinking about when to talk to them.
And I don't know whether I talked to any of them or not, but I know Brenda did and she told me that they really kind of cracked down on who they use and who they
use. Well, that's true. That's true.
Do we need to budget something, Rick? I mean,
in my mind, if you budget something, it kind of encourages the judge to use it. In this way, it does. And I think Carol's all right with the fact that if her line go, if that's what caused her to go over, I'm going to be back and forth saying, "Hey guys, you know, this is something she can't control, and you let her have some money, and I don't think she has a problem with that."
You all right with that?
Oh yeah, you know, wonderful. I mean, we've established that before that it's nothing I can control.
You've been great.
Recess.
Thank you. Stop it. The reimbursable, I'm still working. I don't know if that's for sure what's in there now. I don't know when that date is, but you know, I'm still reimbursing as I can actually. And actually, I've had some court orders.
Did you get the call that we didn't want to see you today?
No, I was already here, and actually Nikki said, I think they went to reschedule, and I said, I'll see the email, and then as I was walking in the door, the email came through. Stop it. So, okay, so what about that? What about the...
We're going to talk about 20 hours later.
Oh, you... let me bring something else up that you don't want to talk about. What about the carpool? What did you decide on that with all the miles I'm putting on my vehicle?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. That's going to be one of the final discussions.
I mean, I put another 500 and some miles on last week.
That was charged to the county twice as much.
She does.
So,
come through and keep charging?
Well, I do, but, you know, the bad, well...
I mean, you drive a new Cadillac every year.
Well, yeah.
Makes the payments by charging your Cadillac.
Yeah, I don't know about that. The gas, my, you know, I unfortunately, I didn't get a good gas. Should have got a...
You will change the...
Toyota or something. So what's going on? I mean, you haven't... What is going on with the carpool?
We're going to talk about it.
It's on our list.
That's something else you're listing. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hope I'm not dead by the time you decide, so...
I'll recess again.
Yeah, and sorry you didn't get the message.
So everything looks really good?
It's always fun.
Yeah, it's a real mess, I'll tell you.
And we'll see you.
Thank you, your honorable...
Oh, man.
Commissioners.
Okay, when are we coming back? 2:00?
I probably won't be back till I...
Be on the phone then.
Till I get... Yeah.
Okay.
Does this mean I don't have to go through this again?
No.